young entrepreneurs, young professionals that we see coming to communities are often looking for those interesting, unique places to live. They want to live in walkable communities. They want to live in communities where there's a nightlife, in areas where you have a vibrancy, where you have fascinating architecture. That's what draws the young professional class that we all need in our communities.
That's Preservation League President Jay DiLorenzo standing in front of the Rogers Liquor Building on the north end of Broadway in Albany. The former site of the International Harvester Company is one of five buildings at locations in Troy, Schenectady, and Albany that have all been chosen for the reuse project. They've been targeted because they've got interested owners and are eligible to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places. DiLorenzo says the addition of tech industry companies like Fab 8 and the expanding of the GE Energy Research Center will begin to change the demographics of the Capital Region.
We're going to start seeing those young professionals move into the community. They don't want to live in green fields. They want to live in urban cores. They want to live where they can walk, where they can meet others, where they can go to the coffee shop. And these industrial buildings are sited in those communities.
The Industrial Heritage Reuse Project will provide building owners with cost estimates, a list of funding assistance, and a much-needed code evaluation. However, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan says whether the buildings end up as commercial, mixed use, or residential is up to each community.
This is an active industrial area still, and so we have to be very thoughtful in how we approach it. There are thriving businesses down here, there are jobs down here, so we need to be balanced in our approach to redevelopment.
Sheehan says the cities will need to be rezoned to accommodate the repurposed buildings. The Preservation League of New York State says it will conduct a symposium at the end of the year to discuss how the program can be best implemented. The program will serve as a template for reusing historic sites in other parts of the state. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for the Innovation Trail.